This is a book review of Genesis by Andrew Steinman from InterVarsity Press in 2019. This book is 474 pages. Andrew E. Steinman is a distinguished professor of theology and Hebrew at Concordia University, Chicago, focusing on Old Testament canon, biblical chronology, Hebrew and Aramaic grammar, and Old Testament books. He begins his Genesis commentary discussing several introductory matters. He argues for Mosaic authorship of the Pentateuch. He presents a thorough case against the JDEP theory. He covers potential interpretations for the chronologies in Genesis, which he argues should not be used for exact dating. He also seems to argue for a 24-hour cycle, a day cycle in Genesis. Finally, he connects Genesis to the rest of the Pentateuch, the Old Testament, and even the New Testament. In all of these discussions, Steinman does an excellent job presenting complex material in both a thorough and understandable manner. This simultaneous scholarly and approachable balance achieves the intended aim of the Tyndale Commentary series, namely, to provide excellent scholarship that can be understood by the laity for the benefit of the Church, a feat that is not often accomplished. After covering introductory matters, Steinman provides a thorough outline of the book of Genesis, which helps to orient his readers. In the table of contents for his commentary, Steinman lists several topics that are important to Genesis. These topics are woven into the commentary, such as the 7 days of creation, the use of Yahweh's name in Genesis, the ages in the genealogies, Noah's flood, the literary structure of the primeval account, polygamy, the chronology of Jacob's children, pairs of dreams in Joseph's life, and parallels between Joseph and Daniel. Their placement in the table of contents, however, is extremely helpful to the student or the layperson dealing with these topics because they can see that the topics are mentioned in the table of contents and go right to them in their time of need, instead of wondering whether his commentary covers them. This element aids in the usability of the commentary for everyone involved. This feature could be beneficial in other commentaries as well. The only thing that would make this clearer is notating these are topics within the commentary proper in the table of contents, so that the reader is not disoriented looking for the articles. In the commentary proper, Steinman starts by giving the context of large sections, for example, chapter 1 to chapter 2, and then subdivides it into smaller units, for example, 5 verses, then comments on the verses below. Sometimes in his analysis of verses, he lists verses individually, and other times he combines them into units of 2. The content for each verse section varies from half a page, the max, to 3 sentences at the smallest. For the most part, he avoids using Hebrew terms except for the terms that are essential. When he does, he transliterates them into English. He also does not include discussions of Hebrew syntax or extensive lexical discussions. While this commentary is, in general, thorough, for the most part, it does not dip into technical discussions in the verse. As such, it's a good commentary for a layperson with no prior knowledge of Hebrew that wants to expand their knowledge of Genesis a little bit. However, this commentary is not for someone who is looking for the spectrum of scholastic debate that may exist over a particular verse, for example, like the International Critical Commentary or the Word Biblical Commentary. Also, the content in some verse units is extremely brief. So, while this commentary does a fair treatment of the text, the space does not allow for it to be extremely in-depth. That being said, Steinman does an excellent job fulfilling the role of the commentary, being approachable yet thorough. The real strength to the commentary is the introduction section, where Steinman thoroughly covers multiple scholastic arguments within the book of Genesis, giving support and critique of both sides. The introduction in the commentary, therefore, is a great orientation to interpretive issues throughout the book of Genesis for someone who wants to go deeper, especially because he does a fantastic job of condensing and explaining the material. The readability and thoroughness of the introduction, the non-technical commentary proper, and the flagged key topics in the table of contents all combine to make one of the most usable commentaries for laypeople and beginning students. This commentary, therefore, would be beneficial to any lay leader or churchgoer who desires to expose themselves to the themes and some of the key scholastic debates regarding Genesis. This commentary could also be helpful for early Bible college or seminary students wanting to read about the technical issues of Genesis in an understandable way to provide a springboard into more technical work. This is something that we need more of because so much of scholastic work resigns itself to being inaccessible except to the rare few.